21:41. Zebra is the supreme deity and savior messenger Ubik Runciter. It is Simon Magus in his true form, the great plasmate, whose existence, activity, and history and presence is totally unsuspected and unknown to us, unless he is in us. Only Zebra can see Zebra. He entered me at my birth or in my childhood. I am a homoplasmate. Zebra acting in syzygy with a human. My writing is the purpose of this syzygy. I restore Gnostic Gnosis to the world in a trashy form, like in Ubik. 21:42. I just remembered my Siddhartha dream. The book in two parts, with part one ending with, "And during all this, underneath it all, Siddhartha slept." The obvious implication being that now, in part two, he will awaken. A fifth savior is now being born. There have been many revelations and dreams to me about this. The Gnostics believed in two ages, the present one evil, the next future one good. Obviously, the two parts of the Siddhartha book, part two, the second good age, is beginning. This dream proves that my revelation is Gnostic, and the Gnostics, in contrast to the Pistis Christians, considered the Buddha, i.e. Siddhartha, as one of the four saviors. 21:44. Meanwhile, the empire continues. It never ended. Orthodox Christianity is a form which the empire takes. 21:50. Voice. The world today has reached a point where it cannot go any lower. Therefore, it will ascend. Dream. A fish can't shoot a gun. The fin with which I held the gun, a ripidon fin. Note. Greek. Fan or fan-like shape. Dick associated ripidos, one of the Greek words that came to him in his hypnagogic visions, with the fins of the fish, a symbol of Christ. End note. 21:51. Leo Bolero defeating Palmer Eldritch is the savior messenger, son of man, defeating the demiurge creator of this prison and illusory world. Breaking his power over man. In Ubik, Runciter, calling to Joe Chip, is the savior calling to his human counterpart. This is also true in Pot Healer, when Glimmung calls to Joe Fernwright. And Mercer and the Walker on Earth are one and the same. Deity takes trashy and even fake forms. Mercer, Glimmung, the Ubik commercials. Scanner is a very serious book. Man's present unredeemed state, his ontological condition of ignorance, is depicted. This is not an aspect of his state, but is esse his state. Opposed to this is the ontological state of knowledge, knowing, provided by Runciter and Ubik in Ubik. Scanner focuses on the condition of ignorance, dealt with more glibly in Maze and Ubik. It goes into the anatomy of the occlusion. It really studies nothing else. No cosmology is presented. Mainly, it strives to show that we are fucked up in a way which precludes our being able to be aware of it. The most ominous kind of occlusion, ignorance. It points to the need of outside intervention. Valis will be an attempt to show that intervention and the redeemed state, but it is proving too difficult to write. This novel must be written, and I have the redeemed state of 274-275 to base it on. But God, what a task to depict, one, that which redeems, two, the process of redemption, three, the redeemed, restored state of man, in contrast to the occluded state described in Scanner. It could take the rest of my life to do it. I don't know if I can. It must be divided into two parts, one unredeemed and then the entity which redeems and the process, and 2, the redeemed state. Like the Siddhartha two-part book I dreamed about. Restored man, the Christ man, the second Adam. What a responsibility. What a task. But it must be done. And it must, like the Siddhartha book, point to the fifth Savior, whose coming is imminent. 2152. The Ripidon Society means very early fish society, i.e., the secret early fish Christians. The message of this dream, then, is an important one. A secret true Christian society does exist, as I suspected, and probably the info and cipher in tears was aimed at them. As a fish, I could not carry, literally, since I had no hands, a gun. This means I am indeed a true Christian and a member of the Ripidon Society. I have been initiated into it by the Savior himself. As he said, I had called you, Philip. 2157. I dreamed, I am the fish whose flesh is eaten, and because I am fat, it is good. Bob Silverberg ate me. This fits with the dream I had in 1974 of the great white fish whom we ate and who suffered, but offered itself to us. Voice. He causes things to look different, so it'd appear time has passed. Then no time has in fact passed, which I realized in 274. Voice. This is also why he smashes things. The creator James James is meant in both cases, to make time seem real. But in 274, I discovered it's not real. He causes things to look different, so it'd appear time has passed. This is why Rome, circa AD 45, and USA 1974 are syntonic, can be superimposed. Otherwise, there is no possible way, and no way upon seeing it, to comprehend it. Here is the answer. Appear time has passed. See? He is talking counterfeiting eternity, trying to duplicate it. As an end in itself, it is a fraud. And here is how it's done, i.e., to make things look different. The exegesis of Philip K. Dick article on time says, all we really know is not that there is time, or what time is, but that there is change. But actually, it's just shifting aspects, like perspectives of one thing. 2159. Like taking different camera angle shots of the same object, we must be moving along some kind of axis, but always viewing one unchanging thing. It stays the same, but our perspective permutates. 2160. What happened in 374 is that I woke up to reality. But it has these counterfeit accretional layers over it. Our sense of time, of the passage of time, is the result of our scanning the changes of appearance. We record the changes along a linear memory strip, sequentially, digitally. We derive the idea of time from sequential memory of permutation or fluctuation. It is linearized in our brains. We derive our sense of how much time, whatever that may be, from the rate of change. Therefore, if change could be speeded up, thousands of years could be compressed into an actual month or so. Use of LSD has brought this to our attention. This makes me think of the furious rate of permutation of the phosphine graphics. Was the entire remainder of the karmic tape run? It could be, have been, hundreds or thousands of years of tape burned up and hence abolished. However, much remained. Well, in that case, I'm spared living all my future lives. Ignorance can be thought of as forgetting the true self. Eliade. Note. Mercier Eliade, 1907 to 1986, was a Romanian scholar of comparative religion who helped develop a school of thought known as the History of Religions at the University of Chicago in the 1960s and 1970s. This quote draws from Eliade's early work on yoga, especially his doctoral dissertation turned into a major book, Yoga, Immortality and Freedom, 1958. If Dick read this particular tome, he would have received a rich education in the history and philosophy of yoga and tantra in their Indian sources and Pan-Asian histories, as well as long literate passages. Eliade was also a fiction writer, On the Yogi's Deconditioning and Quest for Spiritual Transcendence and the Abolishment of Time, a major theme, of course, in Dick's own exegesis. JJK. End note. True self and true world can't be separated, nor can false self and false world. In the age of iron, Siddhartha, Brahman, sleeps. We sleep also. As we awake, he awakes. We're him, he is us. But the age of iron does not progress into the age of gold sequentially. Rather, the landscape of the age of iron wakes up and is transmuted into gold along its extent, orthogonally, like a sort of brain whose stations turn from dark to light. The new heaven and the new earth replace the old, are substituted for. The phosphine activity would be what I call the inner tape, ego, firing into a void, totally out of sync with the outer tape world, which continued at its normal rate. Thus, it used itself up. 2164. Recognizing my role as messenger, I can make more sense out of the anomalous, or nearly anomalous, fact of my 2374 anamnesis and all it brought me. I merely passed over from unconscious messenger to conscious, as in Deus Irae. My maximus opus valus will be consciously formulated, restored man, redeemed Christian Superman, with his powers, knowledge, and faculties intact, and the process of metamorphosis. It could not be written from an unconscious standpoint. Maybe it can't be written at all. Wait. Siddhartha, there is the handle. To cast it in a non-Christian but Gnostic mold, rather than empire-dominated orthodoxy, I will present it as the Buddha, or even better, as it is. I will depict the fifth savior, not identifying him with any of the previous four. He, the fifth savior, must supersede the previous four and be unlike them. Be Pantocrator. But what a task! 2178. I happened to read the exegesis of Philip K. Dick article on Brahmanism, and find under epistemology the principle of parsimony applied to the question of whether there is an external universe separate from the sense impressions impinging data of it. The argument runs that since the external universe could arise within the precept system itself, as in dreams, or God could cause us to merely think we experienced a separate external universe, and that no sense datum and an external datum can be distinguished from each other, the notion of an external universe is superfluous and violates the principle of parsimony. For me, however, I achieved saintliness and the higher truth that there is only Brahman and Atman, the macro brain, which push-pull fires world and self back and forth. So for me, it isn't a logical question, but rather one of revelation, heightened experience, perception. Yes, God, i.e. Brahman, does cause us to think we experience world. We do, in fact, experience it. But it is a participatory two-part illusion, self, ego, and world locked together and rigidly determined. What we call evil or disorder is simply the perception that reality is not so arranged as to, one, help us individually, or two, make sense to us. But reality is not for our individual benefit, but for the macro brains. Its interests are never subordinated to ours. This has to be so, since we are portions of it. If its interests were sacrificed, ultimately we, all existence, would die. I am the breath of my Creator, and as He breathes in and out, I live. Basically, the macro brain controls us this way. The self, ego, is caught in the middle of a transaction between the inner DNA and the outer stimuli, which are rigidly coordinated by the macro brain. It is the total macro brain signaling to itself. Best to kick back, relax, and enjoy it, since we're asleep and robots anyhow. This is what is known as karma, or astral determinism, this sleep state. But the macro brain is evolving toward the consciousness. 2182. 1. What I saw was alive. 2. It was in, but not in the world. The world turned into it, or it turned into the world. World was a state or condition it took. That is closer to it. It was prior to world in some sense. World had reverted back from its dead state to its living. It had resumed volitional functioning, like waking up, as analogous to my Atman waking up. It stirred, not was stirred. No, Zebra invaded and overrode, entered its own artifact. Was Zebra smaller than world? No, larger. And this was not panpsychism. World became plastic in the face, impinging of mind. Mind exerted direct pressure on it, and on me, e.g., in the pink beam firing into me. Zebra abolished world qua world. What if Zebra and world are regarded as two modes of one being? Zebra equals awake, and world is the same thing asleep. Actually, I phrased it correctly initially above. The world turned into it. Not it turned into the world. I saw world first. Then it became volitional. Yes, world reverted back from its dead state or sleeping state. It unfroze, as if world were a temporary state, and it resumed its true one, ceased to pose or assume the aspect of causal world. That make of world a pose or fiction. Ah, I have it. The living reality played dead to blend in. Camouflage. That was and is my key term, camouflage, so that it looked like world and couldn't be told from it. Mimicking. Mimesis. Playing dead. To blend in. Yes, indistinguishable from world. No way our senses could do a set ground discrimination. I was only aware of it by its activity. When it acted, otherwise, when blending, even in my heightened state, I couldn't have discerned it. So there is no way to say how much of world it has replaced, i.e., what percent, and which parts are world, and which parts it. This is not panpsychism, and maybe not immanent deity, but a UTI systematically replacing, transubstantiating progressively world. I have no reason to believe it created world in the first place. No. It appeared to have invaded world, and, by playing dead, could not be told from it. Not until it acted, like a vast body of an organism. It was as if certain parts of world reality stirred, and all which stirred was a single organism distributed here and there, but unitary. It was energy. Plasmate, which could appear hypostatized as matter by just posing as things matter. It is not a thing matter, but when at rest appears to our senses indistinguishable from matter, as if it slows down. It deliberately slows itself down to the pace, rate, or level of world. 2194. Yet still Christ, I know this because of the AI voice, reigns in my heart. I am still linked to the divine. I still belong to him. He is my Lord, to whom my loyalty is first given. Everything is swinging. Heaven, earth, water, fire, and the secret one slowly growing a body. Kabir saw that for 15 seconds, and it made him a servant for life. Kabir, 15th century Sufi. There was and is a lot of love in what took place in me, and singing. And I saw the Corn King dancing, love, song, and dance, and a vast excitement and eager expectation. I feel that anticipation now, about the return of the rightful king who, as he said to me deep in the night, I had called you, Philip. And when I approached the loving abyss, there was supreme bliss, and a knowledge of us two having found each other again and being reunited forever. And I knew I had been rescued from a trap, and for years felt no fear. I still have no fear at night, like I used to have. And there is the beside helper who informs me, the lovely AI voice. But I am still so angry. Unacted on desires are destroying me. But I am more at peace than I was. I guess I've accepted it. There is no way to evade it. Once he will miss. Twice he will miss. He picks only one of many hours. There is no hill, only a plain, where he hunts for flowers. But at the end I will hear the bells again, the magic bells. They will rescue me. I have his promise. 2196. Is it possible that the vision of the BIP and Empire is of a DNA-run world of humans who are really slaves, robots of the DNA, and the plasmate frees them? DNA control expires and is replaced by the plasmate bonding? Voice. Cross-bonding, as in cross-breeding. Only the healthiest ones. For the trip into space, don't get left behind.